The report cards are based on a new set of measurements approved in the last state budget. Laura Pinsenault is the Director of Educational Accountability at the State Department of Public Instruction. She says there were three major changes to how the report cards are made. One of those is how things like students' English proficiency and economic status are considered when measuring growth.
The idea with that model is to sort of level the playing field and say we're effectively treating all schools as if they were the same because we're taking into account these demographic characteristics.
According to the report cards, more than 82% of public schools and 91% of districts met or exceeded state requirements in the last school year. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.